state Republicans are getting ready to take up several GOP-friendly bills, including some designed to limit the power of incoming Governor Tony Evers. Among the proposals are limits to the window for early voting, moving up the 2020 presidential primary, keeping Evers from changing the state's voter ID law, and eliminating his ability to pull Wisconsin out of a federal lawsuit against Obamacare. Evers reacted to the plans during a news conference yesterday, calling it an embarrassment to the state.
The entire package is an effort on the part of the Republican majority to take us back to November 6th and hopefully change that that result.
A public committee hearing on the session started earlier today. Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Ron.
So this hearing was scheduled. It got bumped back a little bit for a press conference. What kind of things are we hearing from Republican leaders on why they're bringing in this package of changes?
A couple things stand out from Assembly Speaker Robin Boss and Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. For Fitzgerald, it was when he said, you know, I want to be clear, I am concerned, I'm worried about what Governor-elect Evers is going to do in the state. He's worried about the direction that Evers is going to take the state. And so Fitzgerald says this is all part of that process. This lame duck session is part of that process. He views this as, that this legislature and this governor are in office until early January, and that they are exercising the power that they have afforded to them. Speaker Voss framed it as an exercise where he is giving the legislature more power over the executive, that the executive has accumulated too much power over the years, and that this would tip some of that balance back toward the legislature. Now, it would do that, of course, in a long and varied, variety of ways. And, a number of these are issues, Bill, that we heard nothing about until after the election. A lot of them we heard nothing about until Friday afternoon.
Right. This is a quick turnaround, right? The text came out on Friday, committee hearing today, and votes expected, hoped for, still this week.
Yeah, the term fast track gets used a lot in the legislature, and maybe it doesn't always apply. It definitely applies here. It's hard to move much faster than what they're doing here. Bills were introduced. It was around 4:30 on Friday afternoon, and these are long bills, complicated bills in some cases. And you had a public hearing get started this afternoon around 1:30. They're planning to vote out of the legislature's budget committee tonight at 9:30. And then the full legislature could pass some of these, potentially all of them, but we don't know yet, as soon as tomorrow.
And before we get to the specific legislation, Democrats obviously critical of this, and there were plans by people to protest and kind of pack the hearing room. What ended up happening?
Well, the hearing room is pretty full, and there is a spillover room. And, it's a pretty raucous crowd to start the hearing. They were shouting down legislators. They were chanting outside of the committee room. I can tell you it has calmed down since then. There's still a lot of people in those hearing rooms, but this isn't a situation like, 2011, for example. There aren't people, large crowds wandering around outside the building or on the sidewalks or anything like that. The rest of the Capitol is basically quiet, but there's an intense crowd here that is listening to this hearing at this point.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson about a package of lame duck legislation, Republicans in the legislature working on a hearing today, fast-tracked. Let's pick out at least a couple of these, Sean. There is a bunch on the list. One would, this seems like the most out there one in some ways, allow the state legislature to say, hey, we're going to hire our own legal counsel to represent the state. This apparently geared toward the attorney general-elect and the governor-elect wanting to pull the state out of the Affordable Care Act lawsuit that the state is currently participating in. This would be kind of a big change, right?
It would be, and the part of all of those changes that is like the easiest to grasp is what you mentioned there with the Affordable Care Act. We heard from Governor-elect Evers and Attorney General-elect Call during the campaign. It was, arguably their biggest campaign promise. They get into office, they're going to pull Wisconsin out of that multi-state lawsuit to overturn the Affordable Care Act. We talked election night that's probably going to happen. it's not going to stop the lawsuit because there's 19 other states or however many other states that are still going to be a part of it, but Wisconsin's going to get out. This bill would say, not so fast. You, Governor-elect Evers, and Attorney General-elect Call would need approval from the legislature's budget committee, which is run by Republicans, to get out of that suit. Now, what the bill does as far as other powers of the Attorney General and the powers that it grants the legislature to hire private attorneys, I think we're still getting up to speed on what exactly those do. A lot of Democrats are floating the possibility that this is going to let Republicans essentially have, private law firms kind of housed here and there throughout the Capitol, giving advice to specific legislators if they don't think they want to take that through the Attorney General's office.
And this Governor-elect Evers has said he would fight these changes up to and including lawsuits. It seems like this might be open to a lawsuit, even questioning, this is a separation of powers thing, potentially. The Attorney General is a constitutionally designated office that it's the law firm for the state in most ways.
It could be. That's one area where they could bring this to court. I think another kind of glaring area where you could imagine this ending up back in court is the provision of this lame duck session bill, which would restrict early voting, because this is an area where Wisconsin had restrictions on early voting passed by Republicans earlier in Governor Scott Walker's administration. He signed those. Those were struck down by a federal judge in 2016. And so the legislature is now putting them back into place. They're not exactly the same as before, but the legislature is moving more toward restricting early voting. And attorneys who brought that case initially for One Wisconsin Institute said this morning on a conference call that that would be in violation of a court injunction in their mind, and that it could lead to a contempt charge against somebody if this happens.
I want to bring on a caller. We've got Charlie with us in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you know that I'm a conservative Republican, and I may not have liked that Tony Evers won or what he's going to do, but to thwart him this way just, brings back how people tried to thwart Scott Walker when he first got elected. Elections have consequences. This is the will of the people. If we don't start to work together and find some way to go forward, we're just going to continue to have problems and stuff like this, underhanded stuff. Warden Tony Evers is wrong, and we need, no matter what side of the aisle, you need to stop it. Thanks.
Charlie, thanks for the call. And Sean, that does raise a question. It seems like Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald has hinted that they may not have the votes for all of these things. Are there going to be, is there guaranteed Republican support for each piece of this legislation?
He did not give a firm yes on that one, but he didn't give a firm no. I mean, he didn't say, we don't have the votes to pass that, election law change. It sounds like it's something that he still wants to pursue. So the way that they're divided up right now, a lot of the changes to the governor's administrative rulemaking authority, for example, and all these changes to the Attorney General's office, all these changes to the governor's authority, they're broken up as separate bills. So it's possible that the election date and the early voting restrictions wouldn't have the votes, but so far Fitzgerald has not said yes or no.
And the talk all along, Sean, pre-election was that, okay, after the election, we're going to have this Kimberly Clark incentive package legislation come back before the Senate. Is that on the list?
It is not on the list right now, and it doesn't seem like it's, it's on the list of potentials, but it doesn't seem like it's going to get a vote in the Senate. Senator Fitzgerald was pretty clear that he had not enough votes, and not by a long shot. He had 10 or 11 Republican votes. That's nowhere near enough to pass that thing. And Democrats have said Republicans have not reached out to us, so they're not inclined to go along with it. So I imagine this is going to be an extraordinary session about everything else but that Kimberly Clark bill.
And the timeline here, Sean, you were saying earlier, this hearing, last I saw, it was supposed to go to 9:30 tonight, the Joint Finance Committee hearing on all this?
Yeah, the hearing is supposed to wrap up at 9:30 tonight. So that would, if they follow through with that, that would be the end of public testimony on these bills. And then it would go to the Finance Committee voting on them. and the legislature could be in here tomorrow afternoon to vote in the Assembly and Senate.
Sean, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked with him about today's hearing and tomorrow's special session in the state legislature. It includes proposals to limit early voting, move the 2020 presidential primary from April to March, keep Governor-elect Evers from making changes to the voter ID law, and more.